Rosh Pema, let's say somebody says he wants to give his thickness, his width. So Rashi says, does it mean to say Miyavi Mash Meshabed Rechiv the Gemos? Does it mean to say something as tall and as thick as him? I have a mashmah no shabbat aruch. It just means the shabbat, the stick should be as long as my width. Maybe that's all he meant to say. Yeshivosimau, when he's sitting down, the same thing. Does it mean to say just the width of his sitting? Or does it mean to say no, everything, the way he's sitting down, his height and his width? Uvavmau, his thickness, his depth. Also, hekefamau, he says the circumference around him. So that says, miyoyiv shabbat nichvaf v'yoruch, he means hekefai. Does it just mean to say I want to give a stick as long as my circumference that goes around me? I do not know. No, it means a stick that's as tall as me and as also as thick as me. Maybe you meant to say both. So take it, that's a shiloh. What exactly does it mean to say? How much is he mechayev to give to Hegdish? Then the Mishnah says, Mishkal Yodilai. Somebody says I want to give the weight of my hand. So you have to give the weight of your hand to Hegdish. Again, whatever you said in silver and gold or in anything. The question is now, how do we weigh your hand? So tell Rabbanan, Mishkal Yodi or Mishkal Ragli. Let's say somebody says, I want to give the weight of my hand or the weight of my foot. So how long is called your hand? How long is called your foot? Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Yehuda, you bring a barrel, fill it up with water, then Omachnis Biyad, put your hands inside the barrel. How much of your hand? Ada Otso, until your elbow. That's called your yad, until your elbow. Over regal, if you say you want to give the weight of your foot, how much is called your foot? Atu akuv, until the knee. Vishaykel, then, when that goes out, so how much water is replaced, goes out, now fill up the barrel, vishaykel, bosta chamar gidim vatsomis, put in some meat of donkey meat with its gidim, veins, and bones, and vinoisnatech, put it into the barrel, achikasman, until the barrel comes full to the top. And then you'll take out this basar and weigh it, and that's how much weight you have to give to Egdish. Now, the Alpha Pisha in Ranadam, I don't have a clear proof that the basar chamor is mamish like an Adam, but Zeicher Adam, there is a little remez, a Zeicher reminding of it, that it's like this. Shneim the Pasuk says in the Cheskel, Asher basar chamorim basarim, that their meat, mamish a person's meat, is like the meat of a donkey. So if you want to weigh how much a person's hand would weigh, weigh it by donkey meat. This Amalei Rabbi Yossi says back, Hey Revshe Lechavin Bosa Keneged Bosa Gidim Keneged Gidim. I promise they go, how can you know to find out exactly that amount of meat, that amount of Gidim? How do you know exactly how much it is? Amalei on this Rabbi Yossi says back, Oim Din Enoch Nami. We have to value shots up, make an Amud, make an estimate how much you think it is. So Amalei Rabbi Yossi says back, if so, Ad Shem Din. And so why do you measure, take an oymer, an estimate upon the meat of the donkey? Once you have to make an estimate anyway, is you might do esayad, you might as well make an estimate how much you think your hand itself weighs. And why go around about where you take the meat of a donkey? You don't know exactly how much meat the donkey is against your hand. You make an estimate, so make the estimate straight against your hand. For Abiyudu, so what's the score of Abiyudu? If you don't know, kama diyef shavdinen. As much as we could do, we do. In other words, it's easier to cut off meat of a donkey and put that meat next to your hand to make an easy estimate that that's most probably the same amount of meat that's in your hand. It's easier to do that way than rather just to make an estimate how much you think your hand should weigh. But I call upon him, it says here, biyad, when you say you want to give the weight of your hand, how long is called your hand? And also until the elbow. That's called your hand. But the Mara Minu have a question. It says, Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim Migdash, when a Kohen did the Avod in the Beis Midash. The mitzvah first, he has to make Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, he has to wash his hands and freed from the Kiyah. Now, how much of his hands does he have to wash? What's called Yadayim? It says, Ad HaPerek, only until your wrist, that's all. So the Perek, Rashi says, Mokim Chibra Kav Yisroya, where the wrist is attached to the arm. So Mashma, what's called Yad? Only your fist until the wrist, but not until the elbow. So it's a stira. Smurah says yes. The uraisa, again, the kiddush adam ulam. The uraisa is ad haperek. What's called the yad midiraisa? Only until the wrist. But the nedarim here, a person says mishkal yodai. He needs to say the weight of his hands, but to make a neder to give that amount to Hegdish, his holach achaloshim liyodim. Here this is where we go bust the way people talk. And people talk and the hand means until the elbow, that's called the hand. Now the first question, is it true what you're saying with your Isa? To your Isa, does the hand mean until the elbow are the peric? I will gotta be tefillin. We know there's the mitzvah tefillin. So the pasuk says, Yodecha, to put tefillin on your dech, on your hands. And where do we put tefillin? For Tana Devei Menashe, Yodecha Zu Kiburus. It means to your muscles. Way above your elbow. Even above your elbow, you put the tefillin. So who you see, Yodecha Yad means even to the muscles, even higher than your elbow. So Mara says, true. I tell you, Diyaraisa Kiburus Kulai. That means Diyaraisa Taka, your hand is called all the way up until the end of your muscles. Or even further up than the elbow. The Nidorim, though, in our Mishnah, says we make a neder to give the weight of your hands. You go bust the way people talk. And people talk what's called the hand until the elbow. That's what people call the hand. I hakam a kiddush adayim braglayim deretz midiraisa in the Beis Hamikdash. We say it's enough just to wash your hands until your wrist. I'll tell you there, it's hilchos gemira law, true, it's halachah l'mashmi Sinai. That even though stam midiraisa, hand means all the way up until the top muscle, but for kiddush adayim braglayim, it's a special halachah l'mashmi Sinai. It's enough to wash them just until the wrist. Now, beregel, it says also in the Braisa, if you say mishkel regulai, you want to pay how much, you want the weight of your foot. It's the same thing, we put the foot in the barrel of water, and to where? At rakuba, until the knee. So mashma, the regel is called until the knee. So last question to Raminu, I have a question. It says raglayim means the midst of oil regal, shalosh regolim. So we dashed in prat labale kabin. Somebody that can't walk is part of oil regal. Now, Bale Kaba means somebody that has like a wooden foot, means it was cut off. Rashi says, Prat Labale Kaba means, Mishenech Bech Raglis, someone has his foot cut off. The Perak Rishain, Samach Lishukai, for the first, Perak, the first like a bend, near his Shaykh, means below the knee. The chayke kav mekabel kitav nosa shulka toicha v'kurin yepotam nereiya. The yeli not called he has a regal. Alma la mikru regal on ad perik echot shekurin kabila. Mashma the regal is only called from below the knee. That's what's called the regal, not until the knee. Chasiri has a knee, so how come he's part of familiar regals? I see the regal is called only below the knee. It's called. So Mora says true. That the nedarim holachach loshem bnei yadim. That by nedarim you go bust loshem bnei yadim. Loshem bnei yadim is they call their foot until the knee. Even though midiraisa is even less than that, but bnei yadim call the foot until the knee. For the gemara, the iraisa pratle balikavra, is that true? That even below the knee is called the regal, only called below the knee, and not by the knee. I have a gabe chalitza. The chesiva says the ragla, if you take the shoe off his foot. For Tony, we learned Cholzim in Hakuva. If you take off the shoe off the knee, or the mat and bottom, Chlitzasik Shera. So here you see that the knee is called the regal midiraisa. Before you tell him, no, the foot is only called way below the knee. So Mar Sederich Nami, no, Shani Yosem Chlitz is different. The Yomakor, the Pesach says Meyal Ragloi from above his regal. So the regal itself could be by the ankle. That's what's called the regal midiraisa. And the reason why chalitz is good until the knee is because that's called on top of the regal. For the merihachi is so, lamal makubanami, then even above the knee should also be good. Once you're telling me above the foot is also good for chalitza, so even if the shoe was above the knee, it should also be good. Samura says no, or at least the straps of the shoe went all the way up on top of the knee. Samura says no. Me'al, only above the regal, means above the ankle is good, but below me'al the me'al, but on top of the knee, that's cool, like above, that's no good. We're only saying above the regal is also good for chalitza. So the regal goes, let's say, until the knee, until the ankle, midiraisa. And up until the knee, that's called me'al regal. Omra Parvapa says, Shema, I mean, here I have a proof, highest avira, means the ankle bone, the bone by the ankle, Adar Yonachas, Mamish goes down to the floor. Because these, Sagadim, you tell me now, Mitzvah Posit, there are breaks there, and there are different bones between the ankle and the floor, is Hevelay Estavira Meyal. she should come out, then the ankle itself is above the regal. Veshuken by your knee, meyal de meyal, that's above, so even by the knee should not be good for chalitza. Samura says, no, Rav Asher Yamano, afil tema mystical plus, even if you want to say there are different bones there, by your ankle. But kol de bahadi karya, any part of the bones that lay flat, that's part of the regulus, karya dam, it's all called part of the ground, part of the regal. So therefore, even if you want to tell me really it's made up of a few different bones there by the ankle, but it's all called one bone. And therefore, even though that's called the regal, but the bone on top of it that goes until your knee, that's called meal ragloi. Therefore, that's still good for chalit. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be if somebody says, Dime yoda yalai, I want to give the value, how much my hand is worth, to Egnish. So now you're given the value of your hand. So, Shamanai, so we have to value him. How much he sold for Nevin on the market? Kamu shama biyad of loyad. How much is he worth with two hands? And how much is he worth only for one hand? And the difference is how much his hand is worth. Now, zechemim b'nedorim b'erchin. This is a chum of nedorim of erchin. By erchin, a person would say, I want to give the erich of my hand. There's no such erchin. Since your hand is not called a neshama tlu yibo, so you didn't say anything. By the Dormir, here we say you mean something. If you say a neder, you want to give the value of your hand, and Echnami, you have to give the value of your hand to Egdish, how much it's worth. Something more says, how do we value how much your hand is worth? Like over here, really, you have your two hands. When a case by Nezikin, where somebody breaks off your hand, so it's good, we take you and sell you the market, how much you're worth right now. But over here, that you have your two hands, how do we shut you up? How do we value? So, Omar Rav said like this, Oyim b'noisa, we value him. Oyim mitshon nezikim. The same way we would do it if you have an injury. Meaning to say, we would value on the market how much you would be sold with two hands, and how much you would be sold with one hand. Omle Abaye, Abaye says back, midomi is it like one to the other, hosom gav rezila. Over there with the person has damage, injury done to him, the person is missing the hand. Therefore, it's really reduced in value. So we could see really how much he's worth right now. And we would know how much he's worth with the two hands, we could have a difference. But here the person is healthy. We need to say, since the person looks healthy, so we can't tell how much he would be worth without a hand. We can't really estimate that. Nobody could know. We don't know what he would look like then. So how could you value him? Rabbi Yabai says, then we have to try our best and make a value. Let's look at now how much an eved does work with only one hand. Stam, look at a person, you buy a slave, how much would you pay the difference if you know the slave could only do work with one hand, or if you know the slave could do work with two hands? A difference of price. That's a different here also. Yeah. Lasses b'shtei yodav. Yodav yachas my niyu, v'idach psika. Yeah. Samar says what? Yodav yachas again my niyu, what does it mean to say? The v'idach psika is cut off, haynu hach. That it's the same thing again. That's the case when the hand's cut off, and here the hand is not cut off. So how could you make this? So much like this, Rav Elo, Yodoi Muchteves L'Rabbi Rishon. Means like this, in the case where, let's say you're selling an Eved, but one hand is still written off to his first master, let's say by his first master. The new master is only buying the rights to use the second hand. So how much would he pay? That's the Moshul. And Echnami, the person has two hands right now. But in the case of Rashi says, Yodoi Muchteves L'Rabbi Rishon, that the second master has the right to use the first hand. Now we'll value him, even though he looks like a healthy person, he has two hands, but the person that's buying him knows he can't use more than one hand. So that would be a good shayla. How much would he pay for this? So here's a good case. Even though he has his two hands, but you know you can only use one hand, how much would you pay for that? So the difference in price is how much one hand is worth. Yeah. Talmud says, boy, Rova. What's going to be? Let's say somebody hurt him and they knocked off an arm. So they valued how much it's worth already, how much the mazik has to pay. For Yoma, now the person says, the Me'alai, you know what, I want to give the value of my hand to Hegdish. So what do we do now? Is Mal, Mi Yoma, do we say, Ho'am Du, Bezmai just shuts them up, how much his hand is worth, so that value he gives to Hegdish. We did it one time, we don't have to do it again. Or do we maybe know, Shani Yumna, the Ve'asam, Yumna, the Ve'tlosa. There's a difference of 10 people. When you mechayev yourself to give to Hegdish, we have sukkim, you have to have 10 people value it. But if somebody was mazik, you did damage to you, you only need 3 people to value you. So it could be the difference between the value of 2, or the value of 3, or the value of 10. So maybe even though we valued, we have a value, how much you're worth, from 3 people, that's only for nezikin. Maybe that's not enough, that would not be the same value, how much 10 people would do it. So maybe still we'll have to value a second time. So it could be the umdana you did once is not enough, you have to do it a second time. All right, turn over. Continue on the other side. Now the Gemara says, Imtim Slam, if you want to tell me that Shana Yumdana Devei Asara Me Yumdana Devei Tlos, yes, there's a difference whether 10 people estimate you or whether only 3 people estimate you. So what's going to be the Wama Demeyalai? Somebody says, I want to give my value to Hegdish. For Yamdu and Taka, 10 people valued, estimated him. And then, because of Yom, then he says a second time, to Me'alai, I want to give my value again, Ma, what will be the loch over here? Hocher over here, Vadai, Amdu, Be'asara, 10 people valued him, estimated him once, so maybe we don't have to do it over again. Or do maybe no, Shavach, Benay, Benay, maybe there's still some difference, maybe change the price in between, and we should have to make a second valuation. Another shayla, what's going to be Yom, to Me'alai? Somebody says, I want to give my value to Hegdish. Loyim do, and Bezin did not value him yet, didn't make the estimate. For Choma first right away, Yom, he said again, the Me'alai, I want to give my estimate again, my value again. So my